All right, so round six, we have Carnegie Mellon and Berkeley A. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Toss one. Leslie Valiant predicted that the runtime of an algorithm that performs this process could be reduced to big O of n to the 2.38 by converting the input into a Boolean matrix. One algorithm for this task consists of three subroutines. Predict a substructure, scan the input, and complete a substructure. That algorithm for this task conventionally represents incomplete substructures with dotted rules to indicate the unprocessed elements. Another dynamic programming algorithm that performs this task in big O of n cubed time for an input string of length n is named for Koch, Younger, and Kasami. This task is often performed on source code using a shift-reduce method and on natural language by Early's theorem. Based on the order in which they operate, algorithms that perform this task are classified as either...
Parsing.
Yes. Bonus. This man claimed to have spent 3 hours without a heartbeat before waking up with knowledge of the four evils, which were whiskey, witchcraft, fake love, and abortion. For 10 points each, name this Seneca religious leader who brought the gaiwo, or good word, to his Iroquois people in the late 1700s. His namesake code eventually turned into today's longhouse religion. His name is Handsome Lake. This Iroquois woman, known as the Lily of the Mohawks, was the first Native American to be canonized and was baptized as Catherine. Although she survived a smallpox epidemic, all of her facial scars miraculously faded after her death.
Pocahontas.
This is Tekakwitha. The French and the Iroquois clashed throughout the 17th and 18th century in wars named for this rodent, whose warm pelts were traded down the St. Lawrence River Valley.
Beaver.
Yes, 10. Toss up. Laura Healy translated a poem by a poet from this country that states that we're human beings, my son, almost birds, public heroes and secrets. The speaker of that poem from this country notes that death didn't even close our eyes after stating bombs were falling over Mexico City, but no one even noticed. An author from this country wrote to the Unknown University and included his poem Godzilla in Mexico in the book The Romantic...
Chile.
Yes, it is Chile. Bonus. A character asks his wife to stop mending these objects while he's in the house, explaining, "It gets me nervous. I can't tell you, please." For 10 points each, name these things that evokes the woman whom Willie Loman had an affair with in Boston throughout Arthur Miller's play The Death of a Salesman, because Willie had given some of them to her as a gift.
Sure.
This character decides not to pursue his dream of playing football at UVA after walking in on Willie with the woman. This son of Willie, ugly... plans to start a sporting goods store with his brother Happy. After returning from the flashback to the hotel room scene, Willie asks the waiter Stanley if there is a store nearby where he can buy these items. In the next scene, Willie uses a flashlight to read instructions off packages of these things aloud while imagining his brother Ben. 30. Toss up. Richard Eisler and Jay Skidmore developed a scale to measure stress linked to this quality. Anne Ferguson criticized the role of public elementary schools in defining this quality in black people. In an ethnography of River High, C.J. Pascoe argued that this quality is constituted in contrast to the specter of an abject position. According to a 2015 book by Philip Zimbardo and Nikita Coulomb, digital technology is driving a crisis in this quality. This quality is the subject of Jennifer Siebel Newsom's documentary, The Mask You Live In. Raymond Connell argued that there are multiple types of this quality, rather than the singular hegemonic variant romanticized in the Carl Jung-influenced writing of Robert Bly. Michael Kimmel studies regressive behavior driven by excesses of this quality, which psychologists sometimes call toxic.
Yeah, it's masculinity.
Yes.
I was sitting on that.
Bonus. Like the opera La Legend de Saint-Prestige, this piece drew inspiration from the composer's ancestral home in Ardèche. For 10 points each, name this piece, originally conceived as a fantasy for piano and orchestra, whose main melody is first stated by the English horn and recalls a folk song the composer heard in Perrier. Symphony on a French Mountain Air is by this composer of the opera Ferval and former pupil of César Franck. He co-founded Paris's Schola Cantorum, but his ultra-conservative taste later cost him popularity.
And,
yes, this French composer included a piano part in his own Third Symphony, also written in 1886, though that symphony is better known for the massive organ part throughout its second half. He also wrote Danse Macabre. 20. Toss 4. During the midst of this event, the artist John Leech created a cartoon subtitled A Design for a Fresco in the New Houses of Parliament, drawing from an earlier William Heath cartoon showing an elderly lady staring into a microscope. The policies of Edwin Chadwick exacerbated the onset of this incident, which sparked the creation of a prince consort flywheel housed in a colorful Romanesque complex within Crossness. This event, which was alleviated by the designs of Joseph Bazalgette, was satirized in a cartoon in which Michael Faraday gives his card to a monster rising from the water. Many deaths from the princess... What? No, I don't think so. Many deaths from the Princess Alice disaster were a late consequence of this event, which declined in severity due to construction of the Albert, Victoria, and Chelsea embankments and improvements that lowered the level of cholera through sewer construction. But I'm pointing to this 1858 event in which a very hot summer caused a foul miasma to descend over London. That's what it's called, yes.
Nice.
Bonus. These compounds are synthesized from tyrosine and include dopamine and adrenaline. For 10 points each, name this class of compounds that are named for possessing a terminal NH2 as well as a benzene ring with two hydroxyls.
So it's amino and then...
Benzenodiols.
Answer.
Diols.
Catecholamines. Like VMA, the product of catecholamine metabolism serves as a marker for adrenal tumors such as pheochromocytoma. This compound is formed from the breakdown of dopamine by either a MAO or COMT.
What can you get by knocking things off dopamine? What's it look like? Take things off.
Answer.
I don't know what dopamine
is. This is homovanillic acid. Aromatics such as tyrosine are synthesized in plants through this pathway, which whose enzymes include carismate synthase.
Pathway synthesizing stuff in plants? I don't know.
Answer?
I don't know.
It's the Shikimate pathway, no points. Okay. Toss up 5. Recreations of this artwork include a statue by Salvador Dali and Porto Banus depicting its subject dressed in lace, an engraving on the door of the Pisa Cathedral, and a chiaroscuro piece by Willem Janssen. An engraving by Philippe Gall depicting a subject known as Abada is similar to this work. An inscription at the top of this work, which notes that its subject is fast, lively, and cunning, and has the color of a speckled tortoise, was largely drawn from a text by Pliny the Elder. This work's subject was originally given to Alfonso de Albuquerque by Sultan Muzaffar Shah II, and was later sent as a gift from Manuel I of Portugal to Pope Leo X. The...
Hanno?
No. The artist never saw the subject of this work, which was the first of its kind in Europe since the 3rd century. Anatomically incorrect armored plates are shown protecting the subject of, for 10 points, what woodcut of a single horned ungulate by the artist of Melancholia 1?
Gerus
rhinoceros? Yes.
Nice.
Bonus. The book Quest for Excitement examines the role that sport and leisure play in this process. For 10 points each, name this process that titles a two-volume work, whose second volume discusses the formation of states. Answer.
Making a democracy.
This is the civilizing process. This Jewish-German thinker founded figuratonial sociology by writing the civilizing process. Norbert Elias. The first volume of the civilizing process examines the history of these rules of etiquette. The third volume of Claude Levi Strauss's Mythologiques traces the origin of subset of these rules used at the table.
Yeah, table manners.
10. Toss up. This saint convinced a man to convert when his mule, which had been starved for 3 days, ignored the food the heretic held out, and instead knelt down before the Eucharist. At the funeral of a moneylender, this saint revealed that the dead man's heart was not within his body, but inside his treasure chest. The saint's earliest known hagiography is known as the Assidua. After the liberation of a city from Isolino de Romano, this man's body was transferred to a new basilica, upon which his tongue was found to have remained pristine for 32 years after his death. Because a man who stole a psalter from this saint's monastery returned the book after being frightened by the devil, he is known as the patron saint of lost things. This saint, who is known as the Hammer of Heretics for his elegant preaching, was said to have convinced
Anthony.
Yes.
Nice.
Bonus. This site was uncovered by a massive storm near the Bay of Scale in 1850, but lay mostly dormant until its excavation by Ver Gordon Childe in 1927 for 10 points each. Name this well-preserved ancient village in the Orkney Islands called the Scottish Pompeii, whose grooved ware builders created a namesake type of decorative pottery.
I don't know what it's called. Namesake pottery?
Answer. Scarabrae. This other of four sites comprising the heart of Neolithic Orkney is a series of vertical rocks contemporary with Harappa in Egypt's Old Kingdom. People would make vows of Odin by sticking their hands through a hole in a rock here that ceased after William McKay smashed the rock out of anger.
This is like giant steps. That's
not right. It's a rock with a hole.
Answer. These are the standing stones of Stennis. As we can tell from bones, the diet of Scarabrae residents included this great flightless seabird of genus Pinguinus which went extinct after the last known ones were killed at Eldi Island in Iceland in 1844. 10. 2007. This poet wrote his verse that gives immortal youth to mortal maids in his eight-line poem Verse. With George Crabbe and Walt Whitman, this author is one of the 19th century authors in the exhibits section of Pound's ABC of Reading, which includes a poem by him that warns lest Charon, seeing her, forget that he is old and she a shade. This author of the epitaph Dursi wrote, I strove with none, for none were worth my strife, nature I loved, and next to nature art, and a poem sometimes... Yes, it is Landor. Bonus. In a poem... Elegant canes beautifully worked in silver and gold are brought out to dazzle these people who are bored by rhetoric and public speaking. For 10 points each, identify the title group of a poem that concludes by noting of them that those people, they were a kind of solution. Is by this Greek poet of Ithaca, who wrote, you won't find a new country, won't find a new shore. This city will always pursue you in the city. In the city, the addressee is told that you have done this action here. In this small corner, you have destroyed it everywhere in the world. James Wright poem titled For Lying in a Hammock at William Duffy's Farm ends abruptly with the speaker claiming to have done this action. Answer. Wasted your life. 20 points. Toss-up 8. This complex contains a pair of symmetrically placed redox tyrosine residues labeled Y sub Z and Y sub D that are both believed to undergo PCET reactions. Those two residues are respectively found on the D1 and D2 subunits that form a heterodimer at the core of this structure. Due to its similarity to a protein in the structure, the iron stress protein ISIA is also named CP43'. The exact function of cytochrome B559 in this structure is uncertain. The central portion of the structure is believed to cycle through five sets of oxidation states labeled S0 through S4.
Oxygen evolving complex.
Prompt.
Phlogiston 2.
Yes. This thinker extended his idea of the false self to a theory of parenting that can accommodate a child's eventual loss of omnipotence and disillusionment with the world. For 10 points each, name this pediatrician and psychologist who came up with the idea of the good enough parent.
Smith.
Winnicott. This contemporary writer discusses the parenting advice of D.W. Winnicott in her memoir, The Argonauts, which also describes the female-to-male transition of her husband, Harry Dodge. She also wrote the prose poetry collection, Bluets. Answer.
Smith.
Maggie Nelson.
Nelson.
Bluets quotes the essay Experience by this American author, whose other essays include Nature and the Oversoul. 10 points. Toss up 9. This city was once home to the Orcutt Lake Amusement Park, which had the most expensive roller coaster in the United States. The killing of taxi driver Homer Nita in this city led its police to allow an angry mob to lynch Roy Belton. Presbyterian pastor Charles William Kerr gained fame for sheltering refugees in the city, where the business district was built up by J.B. Stafford and O.W. Gurley. Wade Phillips set up his headquarters in the city, where his mansion, the Villa Philbrook, is now an art museum. Spartan Aviation was purchased in this city by L.A. resident J. Paul Getty, who started his financial empire in the city. Sarah Page worked as an elevator operator in the city when she accused Dick Rowland.
Tulsa.
What?
Tulsa.
Yes. Bonus. This semi-permanent feature is responsible for Ulaanbaatar and Vladivostok's remarkably cold winters relative to their latitude. For 10 points each, name this atmospheric feature that set a record when a pressure of 1,083.8 mbar was measured in Agata on New Year's Eve, 1968.
The Great Pressure Spot.
It is called the Siberian High. The Siberian High is one of the many discontinuities in this eponymous atmospheric circulation cell in the Northern Hemisphere. This cell lies between the Hadley and Polar cells and is responsible for the westerlies. Yeah. Because the Siberian High brings Ulaanbaatar's average temperature just below freezing, the city rests on the discontinuous type of this soil, which, unlike the continuous type, thaws during the summer. Answer? Yeah, 20. Toss up 10. Two answers required. Frank Sinatra, who plays a man of English descent, sings a song in which he is the second baseman in a double play unit, also consisting of players of these two ethnicities, in the film Take Me Out to the Ball Game, an early talkie film centering on members of these ethnicities, which starred Nancy Carroll and Buddy Rogers, and resolves with the birth of twins, was directed by Victor Fleming. Learned Hand wrote that copyright protection does not extend to stock characters in a case about a 1926 silent film titled For Families of These Two Ethnicities, a popular song in which the two singers dressed in Egyptian garb, and the repeated question of positively was answered with absolutely, was named for a duo whose members were of these two ethnicities. Ann Nichols wrote about a mixed couple of these two ethnicities in a play whose title mentions the character Abby and his Rose. But upon seeing these two ethnicities of the vaudeville performers Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Sheen.
White African American.
No.
Okay. English, Irish.
No, this is Irish and Jewish. That's a half.
Wait, did you say Irish?
Oh, no, I said white.
Oh,
that's
it.
Yeah.
You really
would you prompt an Irish and American?
I don't remember.
All
I can prompt
the ones are about Americans. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Navy?
Oh. All right, can we score check?
A half, I got 50 and 160. Sound good.
All right, Tuzzle 11. Two traditional responses to a thought experiment about a man who gets this ability are identified with the thinkers B and V and Gareth Evans' paper on it. In a book on his theory of this ability, Vindicated, a thinker discussed William Cheselden's report of a 13-year-old's first experience with this process. This process's objects constitute an universal language of the author of Nature, according to a 1709 book that disputes the idea that this process operates via natural geometry and argues that this ability is entirely distinct and heterogeneous from tangible extension. George Berkeley's new theory of this process and Denis Diderot's letter on people who lack
vision.
Yes. Bonus. Functionalist attempts to preserve this belief system despite its explanatory impotence are analogized to alchemy in a paper that treats it as a theory for 10 points each. Give this two-word term for the belief system whose existence and use as a theory for tasks like mind reading is posited by the theory. Jerry Fodor has argued that a mature science will vindicate the core tenets of this theory. Answer. No, this is folk psychology. The aforementioned Paul Churchland paper is titled For Eliminative Materialism and These Mental States Posited by Folk Psychology. The content of these mental states are expressed with that clauses, such as John believes that snow is white.
Oppositional attitudes.
Yeah. Fodor has defended folk psychology explanations of behavior as deriving from the input of desire and this concept. Edmund Gettier challenged the conception of knowledge as justified true instances of this state of mind. 20 points. Toss up 12. When the main character of this story asks an old man what the large knot he is making is for, the latter replies for someone else to undo and throws it at him. Four men picking oakum and six men polishing hatches overlook the main action of this story. This story... Yes. Bonus. Due to this man's paralysis, it took the executioner 15 minutes to arrange him on the guillotine. For 10 points each, name this wheelchair-bound French revolutionary, best remembered for drafting the Law of 22 Prairial or the Law of the Great Terror along with Robespierre. He asked for someone to relieve him from military operations after he could not bring himself to oversee the destruction of Lyon. Cothon. Cothon, along with Robespierre and Saint-Just, served on this 12-member executive council during the National Convention. This body presided over the Reign of Terror until Robespierre's execution in 1794.
The National Assembly.
Answer? Committee of Public Safety. This other member of the committee and later the directory was a military engineer who developed a namesake fortification called his Wall. This organizer of victory proposed the Levée en Masse system that conscripted all unmarried males between 18 and 25.
Some dude, and we're going to zero this.
Yeah, we're going to zero this.
It's Lazare Carnot, no points. Toss up 13. In a modified writing system promulgated by this ruler, the word for person was changed to become a combination of the words for one and life. When this ruler ordered the execution of a political enemy, that woman vowed to be reincarnated as a cat, leading this monarch to ban cats from the royal palace. The monk Wei Yi was endowed with the title Duke of Iguo by this ruler, who later ordered him to be killed after he quarreled with Prime Minister Su Langsi. The murder of this ruler's infant daughter led to the framing of Empress Wang. The face of the largest Buddhist statue at the Long... Say it again? Yes. Bonus. The narrator of a 2007 film frequently compares the river junction on which this city was founded to arteries and his mother's lap. For 10 points each, name this city where a fictionalized guy, Madden, hires actors to recreate traumatic events from his childhood. Madden wants to film his way out of the city, which he places at the heart of the heart of North America.
Kansas City?
I mean, it's probably not, but we don't have anything else.
Answer.
Kansas City.
Winnipeg. Like Madden in My Winnipeg, Caden Cotard gets actors to play people in his own life in Schenectady, New York, a film by this director. This man wrote the screenplays for Adaptation and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. For an adaptation of this novel, Madden had an Asian actor play the title character to emphasize its xenophobic subtext. Critics have observed similar anti-Semitic themes in Nosferatu, F.W. Murnau's adaptation of this novel. 20. Toss up. C.K. Williams reported that a polymerization using one of these compounds as a starting material had excellent control through the use of a particular zinc 2 dienine complex. A CECO acid is slowly added to a solution with TFBA or MNBA to form one of these compounds in a reaction named for Isamu Shina. These compounds name a class of psychoactive molecules such as kevane that are derived from the kava root. The presence of a gamma lactam and one of these structures defines the core of a selenospore amidine. Bogalt discovered a reaction in which an oxygen and iodine are added across a double bond to form one of these compounds. Pharmaceuticals containing this functional group end with a suffix romycin and are polyketidides called macrolides. A sixth carbon molecule of this type is polymerized to form PLA and forms from the dimerization and dehydration of lactic acid. For 9 points, in these compounds that consist of cyclic esters.
Lactone.
Yes. Bonus. This element forms a bright green 20 electron metallocene. For 10 points each, name this element that with aluminum is found in a catalytic powder named for Murray Rainey. A carbonyl protected by this compound may be hydrogenated in the presence of Rainey nickel to form an alkane. When protected by this compound, carbonyls form a diethionane. This is propanodiethyl. A diethene is formed in this reaction, which lithiates the diethene to form a masked acyl anion, effectively allowing a carbonyl carbon to attack an electrophile in a classic example of umpolong. Corey Seebach, 10 points. Tulsa 15. The composer of this opera dismissed a similar work as full of powder and minuets in contrast to his own Italian passion, despite including a minuet of his own in the second act of this opera. The protagonist of this opera sings the aria Sola Perduta Abbandonata as she nears death. Descriptions of one character's thoughts appear in the score during this opera's intermezzo, which divides acts 2 and 3, and the protagonist's journey to Le Havre. This opera's title character expresses frustration over how boring her current lover is in the aria In Quelle Trune Morbide. In act 1 of this opera, the new male lead sings of his infatuation in Donna Non Vidi Mai. The title character of this opera dies on the outskirts of New Orleans at the side of her lover, the Chevalier de Grue, unlike in a French opera on the same subject by Massenet. For 10 points, name this opera based on a novel by the Abbé Prévost with music by Giacomo Puccini. It's Monotonous Co.
Oh.
Toss up 16. According to several accounts of this battle, a bright ray of sunshine passed through a man's body as he was run through with either a lance or a sword. Following this battle, the Archbishop of Canterbury worked with Bloberis to build the Tower of the Dead, from which the losing commander's head was displayed from a chain as a warning to traitors until Ganelon removed it while visiting with Charlemagne. On the eve of this battle, a king dreamt of being bound to the Wheel of Fortune and was met by the ghost of his nephew, who urged him to make peace with a former ally. A truce that nearly averted this battle was broken when a knight drew his sword to kill Snake. This battle, which may have taken place at the Salisbury Plain, was fought to dethrone a usurper, the king's bastard son, by his half-sister Morgassa. After this battle, that king asked Bedivere 3 times to cast Excalibur into a lake, before which he was taken to Avalon. Yes. Camlin. Bonus. Answer the following about Western translations of the Kama Sutra for 10 points each. The archaeologist Bhagwan Lal Indraji did most of the work on the 1883 translation of the Kama Sutra credited to Richard Francis Burton, which was published 2 years before Burton's translation of this collection that includes the story of Alibaba. Yep. This University of Chicago Sanskrit scholar produced a more recent translation of the Kama Sutra. She has also written The Controversial of the Hindus, an alternative history, and a book on the bed trick plot device.
Who are the Hindus, damn it?
Answer? Wendy Doniger. Lee Siegel's Love in a Dead Language is framed as a clumsy translation of the Kama Sutra by a disgraced Asian studies professor of this surname. A real author of this surname introduced his character David Kepesh in The Professor of Desire. Yeah, 20. Toss-up 17. Comic elements in this novel include the character of Groblin, a snot-nosed workman who appears with a bouquet of roses to give dialect-heavy speeches at events like christenings. A boy in this novel who loves listening to his friend Kai's stories about magic castles annoys his father by crying while trying to recite Shepherd's Sunday song and by drawing lines on their official family tree. After visiting a dentist who keeps a parrot named Josephus in his waiting room, the character in this novel collapses in the muddy snow of a street and dies shortly thereafter. This novel often refers to that character as the senator, to his father as the consul, and to his sister as Frau Permanender, even after she leaves her second husband. This novel is set in an unnamed version of its author's native Lübeck and ends with Hanno's death by typhoid. For an unpleasant novel about a merchant family by Thomas... Yes. Bonus. In an influential study, researchers demonstrated how this affects changes decision-making by presenting different wordings to describe the outcomes of interventions from an unusual Asian disease. For 10 points each, in this cognitive bias in which wording an outcome in a positive way leads people to be risk-averse, while wording an outcome in a negative way leads people to be risk-seeking. Answer? Yeah. The unusual Asian disease experiment was carried out by Daniel Kahneman in collaboration with this Israeli psychologist, with whom Kahneman devised prospect theory. Charles Brainerd and Valerie Reyna developed a cognitive model that attempts to explain biases and fallacies based on fuzzy instances of these representations of memories. That theory draws on an early theory that describes memories as multiple instances of these concepts. Answer. Traces, 20. Toss 18. A man lived in this country with Ellen Varley, the ex-wife of telegraph pioneer C.F. Varley, and her son from that marriage, Cromwell, at a mansion called the Place of Nightingales, where he encountered the so-called Eagle of Zenat. An event in this country led a politician to declare that another country's influence had more than once in the past redeemed continental nations from overwhelming disaster and even from national extinction. That event in this country was sparked by calls for help from Hermann Wilberg, the so-called endangered German. The playboy Jan Perdicaris was kidnapped and ransomed in this country by the bandit Rasuli. To resolve an incident in this country, the Mansion House speech was given as Chancellor...
Morocco?
What?
Morocco?
Yes. Morocco. Bonus. A reclining Shak Mul statue sits atop this city's Temple of the Warriors, whose south wall contains the Group of 1,000 Columns. For 10 points each, name this Mayan city of the Yucatan, whose El Castillo features sculptures of two serpents illuminated during the equinoxes. This site also contains the Great Ball Court. The sacred one of these geological structures at Chichen Itza was dredged for artifacts by Edward Thompson in 1904. These structures were believed to be portals to the underworld and were a site of human sacrifice to Chak. Yep. A ruler of this city, Hunak Seal, reportedly conquered Chichen Itza after he survived jumping into the sacred cenote and emerged with psychic powers. The city, led by the Kokom family, controlled northern Yucatan, including Uxmal in the late post-classical period.
Plenty.
Mayapan. 20. Toss up 19. During a concert in Padova, this composer improved on themes from an earlier piano piece inspired by the legend of a harp left on the shores of San Francisco Bay and improvised on those things, and placed on a high point to vibrate freely in the wind. The liner notes for an album by this composer include a poem in which he imagines the Pentagon being turned on its side, painted purple, yellow, and green. This composer of the Harp of New Albion performed...
Riley.
Yes.
Let's go!
Bonus. An artist born in this town painted over 240 images of his neighbor Helga Testor for 10 points each. Name this Pennsylvania town that was home to a family of American artists.
Oh, what's this called? Oh, no. Yeah,
answer?
Is it a
Chatsford. This resident of Chatsford studied under his father N.C., a noted illustrator. He painted the Helga Testorf pictures in Christina's World.
Wyeth.
The Helga Testorf paintings were kept secretly by this friend and neighbor of Wyeth's in Chatsford. This man, who himself painted the Way Back to showcase his lavish Big Bend estate in Chatsford, was nicknamed Frolic.
Oh, it's like just a beach.
Answer. George Wyeth. 10. Last toss up. Niobium triselenidide is the prototypical example of a compound that exhibits waves of this quantity. Oscillations of this quantity are induced when large regions of the Fermi surface are related.
Charge density?
Yes. Bonus. If the cladding of an optical fiber is too thin, this phenomenon can be frustrated as the light leaks out. For 10 points each, name this phenomenon in which light striking an interface is unable to pass through when the incidence angle is steeper than the critical angle. Fiber optics were pioneered by this Chinese-born physicist who received the 2009 Nobel for his achievements. What? Charles Cowell. For a cylindrical step index fiber, the radial distribution of the electric field for the TE and TM modes within the core is given by this type of function, which is finite at the origin. Answer. Bessel. 10 points. All right, same of the game.
50 and 365.
375.
375.
Hold on.
Okay.